We have a green light to make Baalei Teshuva as much as we want. We allow to make Baalei Teshuva, Bor Olam wants it to be. We are all messengers of the Tzaddikim, messengers of Rav Shalom Arush, Shulam Aleichem, our good friend. We're learning also Lirfuah Shlema of our friend, Rabbi Ehud Gidoni Yaakov, Gidon Yaakov Ben Dvorah, and also to the Rifuah Shlema of Kalma Nachman
Ben Chaya Bracha,
B'toch Shar Cholam Yisrael, and also Peshe Bat Malka, Malke, Ledakala, Le'ayelet Chana Bat Rivka. We are in Likutei Moharan, Ma'ayana, Chaya Mushka, Bat Dvorah Hadassah, B'toch Shar Cholam Yisrael. Yosef Ben Chaya Tova, Lirfuah Shlema. Dror Moshe Ben Emanuela, Lirfuah Shlema. Fuat HaNefesh, Fuat HaGuf. Thank you. Torah, Kaf Bet, Likutei Moharan. In page 67, on the left side, on the top, it's written, Val Ken, Siye Mesane Ukma. This is why he was wearing black shoes. Second line on the left. Lehorot Shenitkalkel Chotam Raglin. What? Torah Kaf Bet 22, page 67. It's written Lamed Dalet on the left side, second line. Lehorot shenitkalkel chotam haraglin v'naaseh mechotam dam nidat. To show that the seal of the legs is been ruined, and from the chotam, from the seal, become to be dam nidat, the blood of nida. Impure situation. Veze mesana ukma, and this is what it means. Mesana ukma, shenitkalkel haraglin venase nidat, that the legs are being spoiled, being ruined, and becomes to be nida, becomes to be nida, impure. The legs are not going to the right places; they're going to the wrong places. Kihai shachor, because that black, adom hu, is red. In chulin, we're explaining to a person, to a rabbi that is checking stains. Shulam aleichem, how are you? More than welcome. So, to check stains of nida, if you see a black spot, so the Gemara is explaining, black, it's red. It was red and it become to be black. So actually, the black that he was wearing, the black shoes, he wanted to show that actually it's red. Actually, it's that dam nida. It's Am Yisrael were in that tuma of nida. They were going to the wrong places. Vezena se, and how it happened. How it happened that Am Yisrael went from the right course to the wrong way. וזה נעשה על ידי קלקול האמונה, by spoiling, ruin the faith. When people don't believe in Hashem Yitbarach, so they have to make money. How can you make money? How can you make money if Borei Olam owns all of the money? If Borei Olam is creating the world, tell me how you can make money. Rabbeinu is asking a question. He's saying, so where is the money that everyone made all of those generations? For years, people making coins and money and money. Where is it all went? It's not exist. It's all a fraud. It's a lie. No one is making nothing. It's all shtuyot. It's all imaginations. You have $1 million in your bank. You don't have a penny in your pocket. You cannot use it. It's in the bank. You can eat more than one lunch in lunchtime. You can sleep in more than one bed at night. You can wear more than one pair of pants. You cannot. You're worrying, you're eating, you're sleeping the same when you don't have money and when you have money. It's all the same. It's all shtuyot. It's all imaginations. You're feeding your imaginations. You're arrogant. You're not feeding your body. Your body is satisfied even with a cracker, with the bread and salt. Your body is full. You can be satisfied. But you're eating through your eyes, so it has to be with a big plate. in a fancy restaurant that you're going to have three kinds of forks and knives from every side, and now you feel that you are eating because you're eating with your eyes. But if your tachlis wants to eat, you can take a bite from a sandwich and to move on in your life, and you're going to be as full as you can be in a restaurant, even more. Ki ikaria emuna, because the main thing is the faith. Kamvar lemala, like that we explained already before. Shal yedei kilkul haemuna, that by ruin the faith. Shehu b'chinat chotam hayadin, that it's the seal of the hands. If, why the faith, it's the seal of the hands? Because when we're davening, we're lifting our hands. When we're doing netilat yadayim, we're saying, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kidishanu Mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al, Netilat Yadayim. And then we're putting the hands in the air. Why? To show that we're receiving the Kedusha from Hashem Yitbarach. It not depends in the Netilah, it depends in Hashem. So it means that you have to have faith in Hashem to purify your hands. You have to lift them in the air to receive the purification into your hands. And if you're not doing it, you haven't made Netilat Yadayim. If you think that by doing that, you're saying, it's not a Netilat Yadayim. You haven't purified your hands. Only if you complete the mitzvah and you lift the hands in the air to receive the light of the purification, the light of Hashem, the pure light, only if you're doing that, you receive it into your hands. And if you don't have faith that actually Hashem is purifying you, you won't do that. No, the same. The same. This is Netilat Yadayim. To receive purification, you have to from Hashem. Like mikveh, we're saying, mikveh Hashem Moshiach Be'etzara. It's not the mikveh. It's mikveh Hashem. It's the Hashem Yitbarach that is saving you. People are swimming in the sea every day and they're not pure. A frog can be in the sea, in the river every day and she's not pure. It's not a pure animal. She can live in a fish and he's not kosher. He's not pure. It's not the mikveh that is purifying. It's Hashem that is purifying you in the mikveh. After you surrender yourself to the mitzvah and you come and you cancel yourself and you remove your clothes and you're coming to the mikveh and you are surrendering to the takanat chachamim, and so Hashem is purifying you in the mikveh. But it's the faith that is purifying you. It's the kavana, it's the intention that you have. You're going to achieve a lot more if you're going to believe in Hashem Yitbarach. Ari HaKadosh explained that he reached his level only because of one thing, that he was happy doing the mitzvot. When he was keeping the mitzvot, he was happy. So, it depends on the happiness. What's the happiness? The happiness is the result of your faith. If you believe that you're lucky, that you have the wisdom and the ability and the merit, the ability to that free gift that Boreolam gave you because of his mercy to share you also to be part of Judaism, and now you can do Netilat Yadayim and you're mamash thankful to Hashem Yitbarach on that Netilat Yadayim. It's a totally different Netilat Yadayim than someone that is FFB and he knows how to do it from day first and he doesn't think about it. Maybe he's not even Yatzei Dechovah in that Netilat Yadayim. Because he doesn't have faith in that, it doesn't contain nothing. Only the faith, this is Rabbi Chavakuk Ve'emidan Alachat. Chavakuk came and said that all of the mitzvot are standing on one mitzvah. Ve'tzadik Be'emunato Yichye. That the tzadik is living according to his faith. Means that if you have a strong faith in what that you're doing, you're going to live good, you're going to live well. And if you don't believe in what that you're doing, you're going to suffer. So the thing that we need to work on is faith. So the faith, like Rabbeinu is saying here, it's the seal of the faith, it's in the hands. This is how you bring, you fill yourself with faith, by lifting the hands in the air. And when you're davening, when Moshe Rabbeinu paras yadav, his hands were full with faith, and the translation over there is saying perisan bitzlo. He was spreading them in the air when he was davening. So tefillah, it means faith.
Faith, it means tefillah. If you have faith in Hashem Yitbarach, you're davening. If you're davening, it means you have faith. If you think that you have faith and you're not davening, so you're lying, or to yourself, or to others, or both. But if you have real faith in Hashem Yitbarach, you're talking to Him. And if you're not talking to Him, it means that you don't believe in Him. If you talk to someone else when you need help, it means that you believe in Him. You're talking to the one that you believe in Him. If you're talking to people, so it means that you believe in people, that they are reality. Even friends, if you're talking to them, if you're sharing, if you're talking, if you want to people to hear your chidush, your divrei Torah, if you're talking to people, it means that you believe that they are a reality. Only when you remember Hashem, that Hashem is everything, and enod milvado, only then you're with Hashem. You have a complete faith. Complete faith, it means that there is nothing in the world. Now you see people, it's Hashem Yitbarach. This is Hashem Yitbarach dressed like that, and I have a certain mitzvah to be with Him in a certain way. And that's Hashem Yitbarach in a different way. It's all neshamot. The neshamot in bodies. Neshama, it's Hashem. If now I have a certain jacket, is it me? It's not me. I am the person. But what is that? It's my jacket. So you're not going to talk to my jacket. You're going to talk to me. So if you have a jacket that this is your body, we're not talking to your body. We're talking to your soul. So if you forget that, and you're talking to the bodies, so it's like a person that is going to look for rich friends, or beautiful friends, or successful friends, or something like that. It's all shtuyot. They can be crooks and criminals and horrible people that dressed well. This is the friend that he's choosing because he's looking after the clothes. So it's a very stupid person. So us, we're trying to look for the truth to the emet la'amita. The truth is that also the body is nothing. It's a clothes for the neshama. It's only clothing of the neshama. But Shama, this is the important thing. So you're talking to a Jew, you're talking to Hashem. And it's not you that is talking, because you're also a Neshama. So it's Hashem that is talking. That Hashem that is alive. There is not me in the world, there is not you in the world, there is not him in the world, there is not it in the world, there is nothing. It's only Hashem. Hashem is going down, Hashem is going up. We saw in Rosh Chodesh that it's written that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Am Yisrael, Aviu alai kapara. I need to be forgiven. I sinned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Oili shenishbati v'achshav en mi shemefer li. Hashem is doing tshuva. So us, that we're Baalei Tshuva, this is Hashem that is doing tshuva. Who are we, Am Yisrael? We are the Shechina HaKdosha. The Shechina HaKdosha, who is it? It's Hashem. It's part of Hashem. This is the Shechina of Hashem. It's Hashem Yitbarach. It's the feminine side of Hashem Yitbarach. There is the male, it's Kudsha Berichu, and Shchinte. And this is how he separated himself in a certain way, that we're going to be able to understand him. So he created that, he divided himself to two parts, that we can accept him. Because we cannot accept one, because we're in prison, because we're inside of bodies. We cannot understand infinity. Here in this world, when you're in prison, you cannot understand infinity, the world to come. You're going to understand that only in the world to come. Or that you're canceling yourself so much that you're not part of this world at all. And you live with Hashem. And then you don't have a problem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself in the Kudsh HaBerich Hu and Shchinte. It's names of Hashem Yitbarach. He called himself names. Now it's more easy for us to understand. So now, the Shechina, who is the Shechina HaKadosha? Zachu, if people they have the merit, Shechina Benehem, the Shechina is between them. It means that the Shechina, it's here. The Tzaddik is the Shechina. The advice, the wisdom that you have, it's the Shechina. If you have Siyata Dishmaya, so it's the Shechina walking with you. So actually, you and the Shechina, it's the same. When there was the exile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu excommunicated the Shechina. He divorced his wife, the Shechina. What happened actually in this world? Us, we've been excommunicated. The Jews, Am Yisrael. So actually we are the Shechina HaKdosha. Who were standing under the chuppah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mount Sinai? Us, me and you. We were standing in Mount Sinai. We were the Shechina. We are the Shechina. So actually, when you're talking to someone else, it's the Shekhinah. It's just the Shekhinah. So now the Shekhinah is doing tshuva. The Shekhinah regrets. The Shekhinah is doing tshuva. The Shekhinah is coming back. She is asking her husband that this is Hashem Yitbarach to accept us back, to marry us again. Please, we regret. We know we cheated. We done horrible things.
Are we the male side or the female side?
No, all of Am Yisrael were the female side. When we're looking at Hashem. But also a female, even a woman, she's got few things. There is things that she's using her male side of her being. She's got that. And also she's got a female. The female is more strong and at a woman. And the male is stronger at a man. But all of us together were a female to Harav. And Harav is a male in front of us. He is the Mashpia. We're accepting. He's a giver. And we're accepting from him. But who is Harav? When he's in his Itbodedut, he's just accepting from Hashem Yitbarach. So he becomes to be a female to Hashem Yitbarach. A very important thing is that there is only one situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, he become to be a female and you can be the male. And it's amazing that it can be even. How is it happening? When you're davening. When you're davening, you're pleasing Hashem. You're making Hashem to have Nachat Ruach. And then nekevat esovev gaver, the female, she is surrounding the male. This is the nature. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is surrounding you, and you become to be the inner point of Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbeinu is saying it's segula for wisdom to know the secrets of the Torah Kedoshah, because you become to be inside of Hashem. Hashem is His wisdom, so you can find all of the secrets over there when you're davening. What? Not when you're learning Torah? No, when you're davening. So this is why you cannot be a Talmid Chacham, a real Talmid Chacham, a real Kabbalist, a real wise person, if you're not davening. Because the secrets of the Torah Kedoshah revealed when you're davening. And the second thing, this is the wisdom how the tzaddikim are leading Hashem Yitbarach. The tzaddik is canceling himself so much, until he becomes to be the inner point of Hashem Yitbarach, means that he become to be Hashem Yitbarach himself. Hashem Yitbarach, when he decides something, he's looking inside, and then he sees his thoughts, and then he's deciding. He's thinking. He's looking into his heart, and then he's deciding what to do. If you canceled yourself, means if you davened so well that you canceled yourself to the will of Hashem Yitbarach, that you accept everything with love, and you know that it's all Hashem, and you don't have no being except of be with Hashem, then you become to be Hashem. And now if you're pleasing Him with your tefillot, you become to be the center of Hashem. You become to be the inner point of Hashem. So you are deciding for Hashem what to do. Means that if you now want that someone gonna succeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna listen to your prayers. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also wants to save him. This is how we're achieving things in prayers. Why the tzaddik is davening on someone and that someone been healed? He's receiving money. He's find his shidduch. How is it happening? Because he's telling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we need to do now. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to him. Not because that he's wise. Because that he's inside. Because he canceled himself to Hashem Yitbarach. Faith, it's beyond everything. Prayer, tefillot, it's beyond everything. There is just to learn how to, just to practice, to learn how to do that. There is nothing else to work on. Everything else is going to come by that. Like that Rav Shalom said on Rav Yehoshua Cohen, he said that Rav Yehoshua Cohen achieved Tikkun HaBrit by the Torah Kedoshah. He learned Torah so much that he became to be metukan, fixed in Brit Kodesh. Why? Because the Torah, it's wisdom. And wisdom, it's beyond Yesod. So, when you fix Torah, without working on the Yesod at all, he wasn't thinking about Yesod. He was thinking Torah. But when you fix the seventh floor, so you fixed it all. And tefillah and faith, this is the malchut. The Malchut is the highest of them all. Malchut Pe. Malchut, kingdom, it's the mouth. Mouth is the tefillot. They're showing your faith. When you have faith, you fix it all. when they came to Rabbi Zusha and they asked a question and he answered, and then they asked him, how do you know that answer? You never learned Talmud Yerushalmi. And the answer that you answered is written in Yerushalmi. And you never learned Yerushalmi. So he answered, I'm receiving my wisdom from the place that the Talmud Yerushalmi receives his information. From Hashem. He's with Hashem. You're not going to know how to answer people if you're with Hashem. Hashem going to answer. Hashem going to give you the wisdom. Ata chonen la'adam da'at. It doesn't written that the books are chonenim la'adam da'at. It's you, it's Hashem gives the wisdom to the person. You can be the most stupid person in the world. Hashem can make you to be a genius. Like in the story from Ma'aseh Michacham V'Tam, the simple and wise person, he wasn't learning. But he knew everything. And he achieved wisdoms on top of wisdoms until he was the tzaddik of the generation. By what? By being simple and wise. Just simple. He was simple. He was always with Hashem. He wasn't a clown. He wasn't joking from shtuyot. He wasn't laughing on people's lacking. This was the most important thing. Rabbi Avram ben Rabbi Nachman said that leitzanut, to be a clown, to be a joker, to be a comedian, this is the worst kilipa of them all. This is the biggest yetzara of them all. This is the worst thing of them all. Rav Shalom said, the tzaddik, he doesn't have even a drop of being a clown, of laughing from shtuyot, from things like that. One of the students asked me once, Tzvi, how are you going to know something about if to tell a joke or not to tell a joke? I don't remember exactly how we got to that. I answered to him, if you're not going to know that Hashem is laughing from your jokes, so you can tell them. And if Hashem is not laughing from your jokes, so you're not allowed to tell it. Hashem has got a huge sense of humor. So now I'm going to tell you a joke that Rav Shalom told. That there was a husband that came to the rabbi and told him, listen, Rav, my wife, she wants to poison me. She bought poison. She's got poison in the house. And I know for sure she wants me to drink it. And I don't know what to do. So I told him, all right, so can I talk to your wife? He said, yes, no problem. Called the wife. The wife came, sat 4 hours talking to the Rav. After 4 hours, the wife went out. The husband came in to the Rav. The Rav is telling him, I'm your rabbi. Told him, yes. Told him, you're going to do what that I'm telling you to do? Said, yes, Rav, I'm going to listen to you and everything. Told him, so it's better for you to drink the poison. With a wife like that, it's better to drink the poison. So, Hashem is laughing. Baruch Hashem. Ki ikar v'emunah. So Rabbeinu is saying, after that, the seal of faith been ruined in the hands, means that the person sealed in his hand the faith, but now it's ruined, so he doesn't have faith in his hands, means that he doesn't daven, that he's not spreading his hands in tefillah anymore. Nitkalkel mimeila chotam haraglin. Immediately the seal of the legs is being spoiled also. Means he's going to start walking to bad places. Immediately. You're not davening on your panasah, so you're going to start chasing after money. Where are you going to chase after money? In places that people that are attached to money, that are following after money, they have tavat mamon, are hanging out. This is where you're going to go to. If you cannot be satisfied from Hashem, you're not davening, Hashem going to satisfy you, so you're going to look for satisfaction in places that people that are chasing after satisfactions.
If Rav told that joke, it means it was really the person who was that bad and it was better for him to drink the poison.
Rav explained in the end of the joke that with a wife like that I said, that with a wife like that it's better to drink a poison.
But it means not that, that the person is really that bad.
No, that you cannot make shalom bayit with a horrible woman like that. This was what Rav was saying.
Rav said you can make a shalom bayit by the devil himself.
It was a joke. I'm going to tell you another joke.
You know, okay. What I'm saying, if you look at Rav,
there's too much joking.
If you look at Rav's way of thinking, that it's you that's...
I'm going to tell you the next joke in the same city. The same joke in the same city. Rav Shalom is saying that there was a woman that came into the supermarket and she was stealing from the supermarket. And they caught her, there is cameras in the supermarket, and he started laughing already that they caught her, that small thief, and they're taking her, dragging her to court, and the judge is telling her, what you stolen? So she said, a box of pickles, melafefonim chamutzim. So he's asking her how many pickles there were there in that box, in the can. So she's saying, four. So he's saying, all right, 4 months in prison. So the husband is saying, can I say something? He said, yes. She said, she bought also, she stolen also a pack of beans. Another 200 years in prison. So, Shem is laughing again. Okay, so when a person seal in his hand is spoiled, is ruined, he doesn't have faith, mean he doesn't daven, so his legs also won't be fixed, he's walking to bad places. Ki karu emunah kanal, because the main thing is the faith, like we said. Amrule, so they told him, michashiv atlit abule vechule. Do you think that you are so important that you're now going to change the way, the custom of Am Yisrael, that they're all wearing brown shoes and you're now going to wear black shoes? You're so important that you're going to mourn on the Shechinah Kedosha, on the destruction of Beit HaMikdash? And so actually they suspected him in being arrogant. Haynu shechashadu chashaduhu sheyesh lo gadlut. They suspected him that he was arrogant. Valken, and this is why, al yadcha nitkalkelu araglin. They blamed him, they suspected him, that because of him, the legs been ruined. The seal of the legs been spoiled. Because that you imagine that you can mourn, you imagine that you can cry, and you cannot. So this is why you are the one that is ruined the legs. You are the one that dragging us to bad places. So actually by whining and crying to Hashem Yitbarach, if you're not in that level, really you're lying when you're crying, you are extending the exile, the galut.
The best lie is, it's like the Omer. Some people, like Sfardim, we have a Nusach, that after the point in the Omer, Halad, that you should change your mourning, because it's a point where nobody
can not to continue.
Carry it out longer than your mamash absolutely have to.
Ben Ishchai also says that in the tachanun, the support of no hold by putting our head down in tachanun, because the Ben Ishchai says it, it's very bad kabbalistically if you're pretending.
But in Aram Sobah, we put our head down in shachrit, but we cannot, like on a table like this, has to be like this job, but in mincha.
No. Great. So, bivchinat, all of that, it's in the aspect of al tevoeni regel gava. Why immediately they suspected him that he's also ruined the legs? Why? Because it's written al tevoeni regel gava. We're asking, please, Borei Olam, that the leg of arrogant won't come to me. This is what that Abal Shem Tov, before that he passed away, they heard him that he was whispering, and they came to hear what he was whispering. He was whispering to Hashem Yitbarach, "Al tevoin regel gava." The Baal Shem Tov, on his deathbed, he's davening, begging to Borei Olam not to be arrogant. How much we need to go with that to know how much humble we need to be, how much we need to take ourselves down again and again and again and again. The Baal Shem Tov, that he was totally clean, that you can never imagine what it means to be so clean. It's not exist in our wisdom to be that clean. We cannot explain to ourselves how clean he was. Because by being arrogant, the legs are being spoiled, ruined. In aspect of what it's written, kol hamitgae, everyone that is arrogant, keilu dochek raglei hashchina. It's like that he's pushing away the legs of the Shechina. He doesn't let the Shechina stand. Why the one that is arrogant? He's arrogant and he's standing in one place. He's not doing nothing except of standing in his own place, but he's arrogant. and he's pushing away the legs of the Shekhinah. Actually, en od milvado, there is nothing except of Hashem. So if you made yourself to be a reality, so you take a place. Immediately, if you take a place, you push the Shekhinah from that place. Immediately, when you become to be an individual, someone, you have an opinion, you are important, you have needs, immediately the Shekhinah is not there. Hashem Yitbarach is not there. Ve'al ken, and this is why, כיוון שחשדו הוא בגדלות, because they suspected him that he was arrogant, חס שלום, חבשוהו, they took him to prison. כי עונש הגדלות הוא תפיסה, because the punishment on being arrogant, it's to be trapped. So if you see that you're trapped in your house, if you see that you're trapped in your desires and lusts, if you see that you're trapped in your shtuyot, no matter what, that trap, it's punishment on being arrogant. This is why you're trapped. The onesh shel tfisa, that you're in prison, any kind of prison, is because you're arrogant. In the minute that you can cancel your arrogant, it's going to open the doors. All of that prison is going to break. You're going to fly out. You won't have no prison in your life. If you need to explain yourself and to apologize and to be there and to support and to, I don't know what, it's all a prison. Why? Because you're arrogant. You're arrogant, so they're punishing you from heaven. I remember I saw it in one movie that there was one convict that when he went out from prison, so he was laughing at the police, the guard that was in the prison. So he told him, "Why are you laughing?" He said, "Because I'm here only for more few hours, but you're staying here for life." And he's the police officer. So you can see from that your wife, she's suffering because of you. She needs to be the police officer in your life. All of the time, she needs to rebuke you, she needs to punish you, she needs to hate you, she needs to scream at you. It's only because you're arrogant.
Doing a very good job.
Yes, she does. Because Hashem loves you very much. Hashem loves you very much, and He wants you to pay back your debts. That when you're going to come to the world to come, you're going to be totally clean. And Adrabah, He's teaching you shitot, methods, ways on being a tzaddik also in this world, in this lifetime, before world to come. Not only to come clean, also to help other people to be clean. We're saying in Shabbat songs, Erchatz libi keborit. I'm going to wash my heart as a borit. What's a borit? Borit is a soap. So why are we saying, Erchatz libi keborit? I'm going to wash my heart as a soap. We need to say with a soap. I'm going to clean myself. So one of the tzaddikim, he said, we need to wash our hearts so much that it's going to become to be a soap to wash others. Erchatz libi keborit, to be soap, to be borit, to wash others. When you're standing in that level, you have only mercy on your wife. You have only compassion. You only understand her that she's suffering. Can someone live without air supply? Can someone live without good words? Can someone live without smiling? Can someone live without support and love and caring? And Adrabah, with a lot of traumas. When she married you, you were the knight on the white horse for her. She believed that this is the solution for all of her problems. That now going to be someone that's going to support her already. Now, after years of horrible life that she had. And now, you're the savior. Now you disappoint her so many times. You want her to be happy? You complain on her now that she's sad? It's the most obvious thing that's going to happen to her in this situation. She needs someone to take her out from prison. She needs someone to cheer her up. You have the obligation to v'simech et ishto. She doesn't have that obligation to make you happy. She never signed on that in no ketubah. She never signed on that in the Torah. The Torah is not obligating her to make you happy. Even what the Rambam is saying, to honor, that the wife need to honor the husband, it's not a mitzvah, it's a minhag. It's derech eretz. It's not halakha. It's not a mitzvah mideoraita and not a mitzvah miderabanan. It's not a mitzvah at all for the wives to honor the husband. It doesn't treat him.
The Bereshit, the Shlosh Sheshesre, you will be your leader and you will serve him.
ולשך תשוקתך והוא ימשול בך. What it means, והוא ימשול בך? First of all, we need to understand what it means. This is the punishment for the wife. It's a punishment for the wife. If we, so, first of all, we need to have both of the terms. If she desire her husband, then ואל אישך תשוקתך, you're going to have a desire to your husband, והוא ימשול בך, and he's going to control you, he's going to tell you what to do. So, first of all, we need that woman to have a desire to her husband. A husband that is forcing himself on his wife, she hates him. She doesn't have no desire to be with him. So for sure that he cannot control her if she doesn't desire him. So, only... So actually, the tikkun of all of that and the right explanation to that verse is that when the person, he is Moshel Beitzro, he controls at himself, that he is a man, that he is supporting and he is loving and caring, and he is not being attracted to his wife, and she is, when a person have a desire to his wife, so she is controlling at him. She's saying to him yes, no, and he's falling up and down because of yes or no. So he doesn't have no control. Only when he's clean from lust for women, 100%, he is standing in the place that she is desired to be with him, that the wife she desired to be with her husband, and then he is controlling her. And the person that is a metukan in Brit Kodesh, when he's going to control someone else, he's going to lead him with mercy. He's going to be a manhig rachman, like Moshe Rabbeinu. He won't be a vicious leader. He won't be cruel. So then he's going to have mercy with her, for her. He's just going to give her good things. This is what it means to limshol, to be a moshel. To be a moshel, it means to be mercy. To be a mercy leader that leads the nation, his followers, with mercy. This is what we're looking up to. This is who he wants. We cannot follow after a cruel rabbi that's going to rebuke us and rebuke us and rebuke us. We cannot. If you don't see that Hashem loves you, if you don't see that Arav loves you, you cannot go after him. We don't have that ability. Like we said before, that this is why we're saying, first of all, Ahavat Olam Ahavtanu. First of all, you love us. And then, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. I'm going to love you, Hashem. Before I know for sure that Hashem loves me, I cannot love him. You can love someone that hates you? You cannot. But this is our job. The job is, you know, I heard the chidush yesterday night in Bat Yam when I came to the shiur. So one of them was talking. He asked for permission if he can finish his vort. I told him, of course, yes, would love to hear it also. And he said, "Ve'avta le'racha kamocha." The verse is saying you should love your friend kamocha, like yourself. So actually he said, why they're saying kamocha, like you? To teach you on the friend. What it means to teach you on the friend. If your friend is bigger than you, you have a certain interest to be his friend. He's powerful, he's strong, so for sure you're going to love him. If he's lower than you, so you have mercy, so it's easy for you to love someone that is poor, because you feel better with yourself, you feel good with yourself. But the Torah is obligating you to love Racha that is like you. But you don't have no interest to love him. What, can I gain something from him? He cannot give me nothing, and I won't feel good by being close to him. He is exactly like me. No gain to be with him. You need to love him. So, the wisdom is to love someone that actually doesn't love you. The wisdom is to help someone that doesn't want to receive no help. This is the wisdom. Latet, to give to someone when you love him, it's not a work, it's not a job, it's not an effort. It's an easy thing to do. It's the most obvious thing that you're going to help when you have gain. But then when you have only rebukes and only insultings, and then you're a giver, then you're giving, this is a ma'ala, this is a tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu that is fighting for Am Yisrael, and they're not stopping to complain for a second, to rebuke him and to fight with him and to argue and to cry on him and to talk Lashon Hara and to mamash, do everything to remove him. And he is keep on helping them. V'nafshi ke'afar l'kol tiyeh, that my soul is going to be like the earth, that people are stamping on it and spitting on it and making it filthy, and she keeps on bringing fruits. This is how the nature of our soul is supposed to be. This is what it means that the person is humble. That he doesn't care what people are doing to him. He's got his job in life. I need to be kind. I'm going to be kind. They're going to rebuke me. It's Hashem rebuking me. What's my connection to that? I'm not being kind because I want to receive money or honor or respect for that or satisfactions, chas v'shalom. I'm honoring because I want to be an honorable person that honors other people. I want to support because I want to support. Because I love to support people. Because I want to love people. This is my job in life. I don't care what they're going to do. They can rebuke me. They can insult me. They can do whatever. It's their problem with Bura Olam. What's my connection to that? I have a job. I want to be like the son of... I want to be the son of Avraham Avinu. I want to be the son of Yitzchak and Yaakov. I want to be the Hasid Breslev. I want to be a student of Arab. So, I have my obligations in life. She doesn't want to accept it. It's her problems. That neighbor, he doesn't want to understand. He wants to rebuke. It's a box with teeth. The talking, the talks. He's cursing me and he's telling me and you done this and that. All right. It's a theater. It's like a show. It's an action movie. All right. So now you can watch movie without a television. So it's a... Adrabah, you should judge him to kaf zchut. You have a test here. You have a test. I need to judge him to kaf zchut now. Let's see how I'm going to judge him to kaf zchut. Let's look for the good point in that person. He's just cursing you. He's just rebuking you. He's throwing things at you. And you are not doing nothing. One time, Rab Lev Yitzchak Bender, that he was very important in Breslev, he was walking in Uman with a student. And when they were walking in Uman, suddenly a goy came with, I'm sorry to say, with number 2 in his hand. I made it clean. I made it clean. And he came with number 2 in his hand. And he was throwing it on the cloak of Rav Lev Yitzchak Bender. A disgrace. Rav Lev Yitzchak Bender didn't open his mouth. And he went away. And that student went to that guy and told him, you're a disgrace, why are you doing that? This is a Hasid, this is an honest man, it's an important man. Why are you doing something like that? You're not embarrassed, you need to be ashamed at yourself. That guy looked at that student and told him, he is a Hasid Breslev, but you are not. Rabbeinu said, we have a job. In Torah Vav Likutei Moharan it's written, Ikar HaTshuva, the main part of Tshuva, Shishma Bizyono Yidom V'Ishtok. That you're going to listen to the insultings, to the rebukes, and you're going to be quiet. And you're not going to answer. Yidom, going to be quiet in his heart. Vishtok in his mouth. In both of the places, you need to love the rebuker, the one that rebukes you. Like David HaMelech said, Hashem Amar Lo Kalel. When Yoav Ben Tzruya wanted to kill Shimi Ben Gera, David HaMelech told him, you're a murderer. Ish damim ata, you man of blood, you full with blood. What do you want to kill him for? And if the halacha was saying to kill him, a king that forgive on his honor is not been forgiven. It's a lo machul. They were obligated to kill him. David HaMelech wouldn't let them. Why? He said, Hashem amar lo kalel. Hashem told him to curse. In that moment, what happened? David HaMelech became to be bigger than Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He became to be the fourth leg in the holy chariot, in the Merkava. He becomes to be the leader of the fathers, of the three fathers. He's the first one. He's bigger than Avraham Avinu, David HaMelech. By what? Receiving the rebuke. Receiving the rebuke. Avraham Avinu didn't have that ability to receive the rebukes like David HaMelech. When Sarai Menu told Avraham Avinu that she wasn't laughing, he rebuked her. He told her, you were laughing. Why were you laughing? She said, I wasn't. He told her, no, you were. He was rebuking his wife, Avraham Avinu. He didn't learn Began HaShalom. He didn't. He didn't have Began HaShalom. He was honoring his wife. He done the best that he could. But he was rebuking his wife. He told to his wife, I believe to Hashem. To you, I don't believe. I'm sorry. Hashem told me that you left. You left. Rav Shalom is forbidden that. Rav Shalom is saying to us that the woman, she's always right. She's saying, I wasn't breaking Shabbos, and you saw. Now she broke Shabbos. Now. Just now. And you're saying, all right. Great. Wonderful. Everything is good. Baruch Hashem. I'm sorry. Suspected. I'm sorry. I was wrong. You're not allowed even to open your mouth. What you're doing? According to the Shita of Rav Shalom, you're going to the field and you cry, Borei Olam, why does my left side is not behaving like it should? Maybe I wasn't illuminating the light of the Torah enough in my house. It's my fault. Why Borei Olam rebuked Avraham Avinu and didn't rebuke Sarah? Sarah, she was higher than Avraham in prophecy, in Nevi'ut. Borei Olam could say to Sarah Imenu, why are you laughing? He didn't. He came to tell that to Avraham. Why? Because the rebuke was intended to Avraham. Avraham was supposed to be rebuked. But he didn't accept that rebuke. If you see that your wife, she's got lackings, it means that you, it's your rebuke, it's your wife, mister. It's not no one else's wives. It's your wife. It's your lacking. You need to go to do tshuva on your wife's lackings, on your kids' lackings. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is saying to him after the sacrificing his son Yitzchak, he's saying, Atay Adati, now I know, Ki Yireh Elokim Ata. Why just now? Why just now? 10 tests. Just now he's Yireh Elokim? Rav Shalom explained, only when Borei Olam saw that Yitzchak Avinu, he was also ready to be slaughtered, to die for Hashem Yitbarach, and he asked his father to tie him strong that he won't ruin the Shechita, that he won't spoil the Shechita. Only then, Borei Olam saw that Avraham was fixed. Because only when you're going to see your kids that they are fixed, it means that you have Yirat Shamayim. Means that if your kids are not 100%, you are not 100%. Only when, Ata, now I see your son is perfect, you are perfect. When your son is not perfect, you're not perfect. Who are you joking? Who are you laughing at? Who are you telling stories, make up stories? No, I'm learning in the yeshiva, I'm learning in Torah, and your son is in the streets running. So it means that you don't care about your son. I do care, I don't know how to deal with him, I don't know how to talk to him, I want to, but alright. You have Borei Olam, go, do tshuva. When you're going to fix yourself in tshuva, when you're going to regret on your avonot, when you're going to work on your midot, when you're going to do enough ishtadluyot, Borei Olam is going to accept your tshuva. Harotze b'tshuva, he wants your tshuva. En Am Yisrael nigalim ela b'tshuva. They're not going to be saved and nothing else except of tshuva. But when they're doing tshuva, k'shosin tshuva, miyadem nigalim. Immediately they're going to be saved. If you see that you haven't been saved yet, it means that you still need to do tshuva. This is it. 5 years I'm doing tshuva on the same thing. What to do? 20 years you were sinning in the same thing. It takes time. You're not doing 6 hours every day. You're not crying every bodedut. You haven't fixed it yet. What do you want? You haven't fixed it. For years, 20 years, the same wife, I'm doing tshuva. You haven't fixed it. What do you want? Chas Shalom, you want to say that Hashem is not righteous? He is righteous. Everything that He's doing is by justice. And with a lot of mercy. With a lot of discounts. A lot of discounts. A lot of discounts. Kol ha-malbin p'nei chavero ke'ilu shofech damim. Like that he killed him. You insult your wife, it's like that you murdered her. How many times you made your wife cry? Dim'a, the word dim'a, it's called dam'ayin. Blood from the eye. Dim'a, dam from the eye. How many times you made her bleed? Someone poured your blood so much? Also, like the tears that she fell down, that she was crying, that fell down from her eyes? Like that, our friend that told us that he davened that Borei Olam gonna let him feel what the wife she feels when he's rebuking her. He choked. He felt like he doesn't have air. He had to run to find ishtadlut, to drink water, he was suffocating. This is what she feels. You think that Rav Shalom is lying in the book Gan HaShalom when he's saying to you that's a bad word, it's like to murder her? He's saying, Rav Shalom is saying, you got planned to keep on rebuking and insulting your wife. It's better to kill her one time, kill her and finish with it. Why you want to murder her, to torture her all of her life? Kill her once and close it. Murder once. Every time that you rebuke your wife, you're killing her. She's got that nature that she cannot receive rebukes. Sarai Menu couldn't receive rebuke from Avraham. He was the most gentle husband in the world. and she cannot accept the rebukes from him. And she was the biggest prophet of them all. She was bigger than him. She had faith. She was happy for 90 years with no boys. He's talking about Sarai Menu. Someone can understand what it means, Sarai Menu. She was perfect. And she cannot receive rebukes, no matter how gentle her husband is going to be. She doesn't have it in her creation. It's not in her software. It's not working. You cannot insult her and she's going to accept it. Nothing going to help. There is a book that's been written in this generation to heal us, sick people in this generation. Rabboisai, we're not allowed to say a word, bad comment to our wives. This is it. You're not allowed. If you want to try to be wiser than Rav Shalom, try. On that we're saying, don't try that at home. Don't, it's crazy. You're going to ruin your house. You're going to ruin your life. Look where all of the rebukes and angers and frustrations and sadness that you have brought you. You don't have Shalom Bayit. You have troubles in your Shalom Bayit. You're stuck in your prison in life, for life. It's time only for tshuva and good actions. Ishtadluyot, good ishtadluyot. According to your level. To daven on tshuva, to daven on her that she's going to be happy, and to bring flowers. And to do all of the ishtadluyot that you can do. 100%. The one that is going in that way, in that path, for sure going to make it, for sure going to succeed. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch.